Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we are entering springtime, the season of rejuvenation, rebirth, and I am getting more and more interested in longevity and things we can do to improve our overall health and wellness. So also, it's not just about living longer, it's living better and aging less as we go. We'd all like to live longer, but the question is, how can you live longer while avoiding disease and feeling good? So when we look at longevity, we look at people who have long lifespans, centenarians. These are people who live more than 100 years, and we find blue zones all around the world. What's a blue zone? There are 5 places in the world where people live beyond age 100 more than any other places in the world. The blue zone phenomenon was first discussed by author Dan Buettner in his book Blue Zones. And these are places you might have heard of, like Okinawa, Japan, Loma Linda, California, and new places that are trying to become blue zones, including in states like Virginia. There's some scientists and PhDs that are determined to figure out what makes a blue zone, what makes an area or a population super healthy and makes many people within the population live to be 100 and beyond. So there's a scientist named Samantha Hardin, a PhD, who is at Virginia Tech, and she's determined to figure out and create the world's 6th blue zone in Virginia. Very interesting idea. I want to create a blue zone in Pasadena. I think we can do it. We have a very educated and healthy population, very health-oriented, very community-minded. But what makes a blue zone? So we want an environment that helps people to flourish. So very often these blue zones have beautiful natural abundance, staggering beauty, great weather. So people are outdoors constantly. And people have normal stressors of life, like family, work. It's not a permanent, situation of just being on vacation. But you have contentment and flourishing of happiness. What contributes to this? So there's a social group and a social dynamic. Generally, there is promotion of physical activity like walking or friend groups who meet up to do social activities that involve physical fitness, whether it's soccer, pickleball, yoga, stretching, or people doing exercise in the park together. It's a really wonderful effect of creating a community feel of wellness and making everyone in the community feel like they need to go on these outdoor adventures together to stay healthy and stay bonded. So there is also a focus on nutrition. And patients who have, there's a perception that you have to either starve yourself or you have to eat like a vegan to be healthy. But that's not necessarily the case. You do have to have a good concentration of fruits and vegetables, reducing unhealthy fats, carbohydrates, and sugars. And you need to have human connection. So someone that's going to help you to eat better and stay focused on a great diet. Kind of the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the time you're eating well and 20% of the time you get to splurge and live a little. Interestingly, people in blue zones, instead of thinking that they never drink or never have alcohol or never party, they actually do drink, and they drink perhaps 1 or 2 glasses of wine per day maximum. But there's a tendency to think of people kind of sacrificing all forms of happiness, and that is definitely not what a blue zone is about. The 80-20 rule is important. Generally, the smallest meal is eaten at the end of the day and the heavier meals at the beginning of the day. People stop eating when they're 80% full, and this helps prevent weight gain. So if we have to summarize tips for a blue zone lifestyle, Dr. Samantha Hardin recommends a couple things. Number one, change your thinking. You have to create new brain pathways when you think about new activities and the way that you eat. So if your negative thoughts come up about the habit you're trying to form, you have to breathe, acknowledge the negativity, and then let it go. So if you say, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't think I want to work out today, you tell yourself, I can rest, I'm going to work out, being outdoors will give me energy, and then you move on. Pick a small change and do it for 15 minutes a day. That kind of thing will be transformative. Plan short breaks to offload your stress. For example, think about a 10-minute rest period after your 50 minutes of working super hard. These are some of the secrets that she came up with, and she calls it the Power of Nine, the Healthy Secrets of Blue Zones. So these are the nine tips. And in his book, Blue Zones, from National Geographic author Dan Buettner, the nine lessons of the Blue Zone lifestyle are as follows. Number one, move naturally. People in Blue Zones do not exercise by iron pumping and weightlifting and using tools and gadgets. People who live the longest move all day long. They walk, they move outdoors, they're constantly on their feet, they're constantly in action. But it's natural movements, walking, climbing, hiking, moving. They have a purpose to their lives. Number two, a sense of purpose can actually add up to 7 years to your life expectancy. So it's not, I'm living a 9-to-5 lifestyle, I live for the weekend, I clock in, I clock out, I'm desperate to get home and get on the couch watching TV. Find some purpose in your life. And if you don't have purpose in your life, you need to read, you need to get inspired, you need to think of how to make this world a better place. There's too much focus on materialism, too much Kardashian lifestyle and wealth and excess, and that is never going to make you happy. So find your purpose. Number three is downshift. What makes you live longer? Reducing chronic stress that leads to inflammation and disease. You should adopt routines that shed your stress. So downshift, the whole trend of buying less, the trend of getting over these influencers and de-influencing and Marie Kondoing your life, but not to the point of perfection, but getting a smaller house, getting rid of materialistic belongings, downshift. The 80% rule, like we talked about, eat your small meal at the end of the day. Stop eating early on. Smaller, more frequent meals sometimes are helpful, and intermittent fasting can be very helpful. Plant-based. So interestingly, beans are the cornerstone of most Blue Zone diets. And meat is eaten in very small portions and very infrequently, so maybe even just once a week. So plant-based, lots of fiber, lots of antioxidants and nutrients. Number six on our list is drinking some wine or alcohol. People in all the Blue Zones actually drink alcohol, but in moderation, unless they're in Loma Linda and they're Seventh Day Adventist, they don't drink. But remember, the trick is only one or two glasses per day, and definitely with food and with friends. It's not drinking alone, and it's not drinking to excess. It's drinking for added, life happiness. Small amounts, not every day. Maybe two nights out of the week, and that in moderation. We've seen plenty of studies that show any amount of alcohol is damaging, especially to women's bodies. So that one you take with a grain of salt. Number seven is choosing the right tribe. Happiness, healthy habits, loneliness, these things are contagious. So remember, you have to have a friend and support group around you, which includes family members, members of your church or your social communities. It's so important to have at least one or two solid connections around you that you can rely on. We all need that. In this day and age where there's not enough personal connection, everything's digital, that's going to become more and more priority. Number eight is belonging and belief. So people who do believe in a higher cause or a God or a church or a religion, somehow faith-based services tend to add some years to your life expectancy. I think it just gives people an element of hope and a bigger purpose and an understanding that they're a small part of a big universe. So that's interesting, but that's part of every Blue Zone. And lastly, according to Dr. Dan Buettner's list of Blue Zone lifestyles, is putting your loved ones first. People who live in Blue Zones keep their family members close. They take care of their aging parents. There's grandparents nearby in the circle. Children end up living near their parents. This is like my dream. My four kids are going to come live with me, near me, not with me, but near me in the same city. And I would love that. That kind of extended family gives you so much support system and hope and joy as you see everyone going through life's transitions, changes, and aging process. It's important to live well and put your loved ones first. There you have it. That was such an interesting article to me to read about Blue Zones. And each city in itself has its own little special dietary guidelines things that they eat. Like in Okinawa, Japan, they eat natto, fermented soybean paste. They eat certain types of fish. They eat certain antioxidants specific to their zone. It's so interesting to see what it is that can make humans not only live longer, 100 years, and become a centenarian, but to live better. These are high-functioning people who are not decrepit, fragile, and debilitated. And that's the goal. The goal is not just living longer, but it's staying strong, healthy, and vital in our aging process. That's it for now, guys. Think about your zone that you're creating around you. Think about those blue zone rules. I definitely have to read this book. It's such a great article, and I admire this Dr. Samantha Hardner, who's creating the sixth blue zone, possibly in the next 15 years in Virginia. We'll keep tuned to that. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And you can find all of our amazing products there, including antioxidant vitamins, collagen powder, antioxidant topical application. This was such a great article. I want to credit Meredith Lindemann, who wrote this article on Virginia Living. Blue Zone Living. You have to check it out. Stay beautiful.